Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today, near our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Professor Nakavi, we would like to start today's discussion with an audience question. We have a lady from India who is saying that, I have a niece who is 16 years old and she does not observe hijab. And when we talk to her, she ignores. And when I talk to her mother, she says she is still a child. While as in our previous discussions, you said practical Islamic laws should not be observed at puberty, rather much before than that. And 16 is a very far from the age of puberty for girls. So what do you say on that note?
Yes, exactly. I mean, even if we consider some of the opinion of some ulama who consider the age of puberty to be 13 for girls, even compared to that, 16 is too much, is beyond that age. Normally, the general opinion is 9 years of age. But even if it is 13, then 16 is beyond that. The most important thing is observing hijab. As I said, importantly, everything that a child or a person should do in his life or life for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Allah Almighty, it is very clear that in Islam, we say Allah says, la ikraha fid din. You can't enforce people to do things. They have to do it with their own personal volition,
yeah,
voluntarily,
yeah,
with sincerity. So you cannot enforce things upon others. Like Rafiddin does not mean that we can't impose Islamic laws. We can't, though it's not necessary for them to observe hijab if they don't want to do so.
And especially the youth today, you can't impose anything,
yes,
on them.
Yes, you can't impose. But that does not mean that Islam does not want them to observe hijab. Islam wants to say, like Rafiddin, I mean, I don't want to enforce this upon you, impose it upon you. I want you to do it voluntarily.
Yeah.
With the reasoning
behind. With sincerity.
With sincerity. You should know why I'm telling you this. Either you understand the reason or you don't understand the reason, but at least you should know that when I'm telling you to do something, it's because of what is beneficial for yourself in this,
yes,
world and the hereafter. Therefore, 16 years, she should have been prepared for that before that, at an early age, at a tender age. There she would have been able to easily copy her parents, or the women at least, in the family. So that is a problem for the whole society. But especially if one in one's household, one sees the elder women, elder sisters or the mother or the grandmother, they are observing the hijab, so it becomes an easy thing for the child at a tender age. But when one comes to the age of puberty and adolescence, there, one, if a person becomes a little bit, as we will talk about the changes that come about in a child at that age, at a young person, the physical changes are taking place, mental changes are taking
hormonal
place,
changes.
He or she becomes quite aggressive,
yeah,
he or she is starting to develop the understanding or the cognitive process is developing such a way that he or she is challenging everything,
yes,
questioning everything.
Yes.
So there the parents have to deal with that stage very, very tenderly and not to react in such a way that aggressiveness is increased. Therefore, unfortunately, what happens is if a child is not prepared beforehand, then at that age, which is the age of adolescence, it is a sensitive age and it's not very difficult to impose anything upon a child. Therefore, we have in the Ahadith, which we have received from the Holy Prophet, it is mentioned that the first 7 years, the second 7 years, the third 7 years,
The entire process of tarbiyah is divided into three phases.
So yeah. If that first stage is observed properly, then we can come to a stage where a person is ready to accept the words of
and
the
elders. Each following phase would become easier as we have practiced.
And so the person who is saying that my niece is not doing so, number one, yes, it is necessary for her to carry out Amr al-Ma'ruf wa Nahy al-Munkar for that child. For her mother and explain to her also that 16 is not an age where she should not be observing.
Yeah.
And that is her responsibility.
Yeah, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I am with Professor Naqavi and we are discussing about adolescence. We discussed an audience question wherein a lady was actually concerned about her 16-year-old niece who was not observing hijab. But Professor Naqavi, you said that before this lady starts doing Amr bi Ma'ruf, inviting towards good to the 16-year-old, she should be doing same for her mother. Because as a guide, as a parent, as a trainer, if she observes, then it would be very easy for the daughter to observe it. Yeah.
Exactly, that is so. I mean, if the mother is resisting that, then how can we expect for the child, her daughter, to accept what her auntie is saying? And therefore, the responsibility becomes a little more difficult for the lady who wants to make the child observe hijab. She must work on the mother first. And the mother, if she wanted to make her observe hijab 16, would be very late for that.
Yeah, but unfortunately, even I have lived in societies wherein if you're teens and you're observing hijab, and then the old women would come and would tell you, are you an auntie that you're putting on hijab? Because they have portrayed, they have actually perceived the image of hijab-wearing girls as the elderly women.
Unfortunately, that is the difficult situation which we find ourselves today, that observing, of course, I'm not saying that hijab is the only thing which has to be taken care of, but it is a symbolic thing for a Muslim lady, for a faithful, practicing Muslim, to observe hijab as a symbol of her faith, as a symbol of our being a religious person.
And in fact, the symbol of your modesty.
Exactly. I mean, we should make people realize, women folk especially, that hijab is not a limitation. It is rather emancipation. It gives freedom. It gives dignity. You cover things up which are precious. If you have the crown, if you have jewelry in your house, you will cover them up in something which will provide them protection.
You won't put that in the access of every third person.
Exactly. So something is covered which is precious. Therefore, one should understand that hijab, we should make people understand that hijab is not a limitation. It is not being imposed. It is an obligation which Allah Almighty has made necessary for us for the sake of giving us dignity, providing a society with peace, tranquility, in a society where people do not observe. Hijab is, of course, not just hijab is not just clothing. Hijab is a condition. It's not just only wearing a scarf or a veil or whatever. Hijab is a condition. It has to be observed in one's attire. One has to be observed in one's eyes. It has to be observed in one's way of talking. It has to be observed in one's way of walking.
That's so beautiful.
I mean, this is which is there in the Quran. For each and every of these instances, Quran is talking about the hijab.
Yeah.
Hijab is just limited to one thing.
Yeah.
So, and it's not only for women, also, it's for men also.
Yeah. We would love to know about that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us. يا مقضي
الخيرات The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I am with Professor Naqavi and we're discussing the concept of hijab, how you can teach this concept to your adolescents. Well, Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, you touched a very, very important point that when you're teaching hijab to adolescents, it's not just the outer covering to be taught to daughters. It's also something that you got to teach to your boys.
Exactly.
How?
I mean, as I was mentioning, it has been mentioned in the Holy Quran that men folk should lower their gazes, women folk should lower their gazes. That is the hijab in the eyes.
Wow.
That is to be taken care of. Of course, the basic thing is that one of the issues that is there in the hijab, or in any way, anything which is related to hijab, any form, any thought, or anything which leads to feelings which arise in us, which are specifically feelings which are there between a man and his wife, as a husband and wife, the feelings which are aroused to carry out the sexual relationship, that is very necessary. If that is not there, one cannot carry out that reunion of the man and woman to create that relationship which leads to the offspring. That is something natural. It has to be there. Those desires, those feelings, those emotions are very important for the sustenance of human life. But they have to be managed. They have to be controlled.
When it comes to non-mahrams especially.
When it becomes to non-mahrams. And therefore, any condition which leads to the arousal of such feelings in any other condition which is apart from the relationship between the man and the wife are condemnable. They cannot be allowed. Even if a person is looking at at a statue and those feelings are created, it is not permissible. One should desist from observing or looking at a thing. What to say of a non-mahram person? So the hijab in the eyes is desisting and reserve and restraining oneself and refraining from looking at anything which leads to those feelings. So that is one thing that is important. Or touching something which causes those feelings. Or any condition which you can find yourself in where those feelings are aroused and you are not able to satisfy yourself in the halal way, they have to be
controlled and managed.
Therefore, if it is as a result of looking at a person,
someone, so you have
or
to lower
talking
your
to someone, or listening to someone, or even trying to even walking in a way that causes those feelings to arise in the other person.
You've got to control all that.
You have to. So the basic thing is that those feelings have to be managed.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Professor Nagavi, for being with us and for giving us such a beautiful concept of hijab and answering this question in the best possible way you could. Dear sisters and daughters listening out there, if I say to myself that hijab is something which, all right, I should be, it's for myself, so I won't be doing it for myself. It's all about my grave. It's all about my choice. It's all about my life, as per the so-called hashtags. No, it's about the modesty of your brothers that you could help in, that you could maintain, in addition to your own modesty. Thank you so much for being with us. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.